Okay, let's look at the opening phrase. We're starting off with our first finger on the third string, first fret. Then go to the second fret with your second finger. Slide it up one fret to the third fret. Then give me the second string open. Next, we'll move to a B7 bar chord on the second fret. Now, the way to do this is to put your first finger all the way across the second fret, put your third finger on the fourth string, fourth fret, and your little finger on the second string, fourth fret. Once you're there, you will go. That's 5 and 2, 4, 3. Then take the little finger off and put your second finger on the second string, third fret, and then hit that. The next chord is an F♭7, and it's really easy to get. Just keep the bar all the way across the second fret and pull all other fingers off. So here's what we have from the B7. And when you get to this F♭7, give me 6 and 2 together. And after hitting 6 and 2 together, pinch 4 and 3. So we have. Now let's look at the next measure. Let me point out right here that at any time, if you want to go back and practice along with me at the beginning of this tape, that would be a good idea, just to kind of take what we're learning in section by section and apply it together with me playing it all the way through in a continuous fashion. Once again, that's why I left the blank spaces before the complete version at the beginning, so that your automatic music search will allow you to go back and find that. Anyhow, let's look at the next phrase. Now this works off of a B7 chord, and this is not the bar chord version of it. So put your second finger on the fifth string, second fret, your first finger on the fourth string, first fret, and your third finger on the third string, second fret. Now usually the little finger will be on the first string, but we don't need it there because we're going to be doing something else with it. Once you get to this B7, go 5, then 4 and 3 together. Then take your second finger up a string to the 6th string and give me 6, 4, 3, and 2 together. Then use your little finger to give me the 2nd string, 2nd fret. So from this B7 we have this. And from there we move to this. This is a standard E chord with your second finger on the fifth string, second fret, your third finger on the fourth string, second fret, and your first finger on the third string, first fret. Once there, you will go 6 and 2, 4, 3, 2, then hit the third string and hammer on the little finger to the second fret, then 2, 1. So we have, then back to the second string. Then take the little finger off and give me the E chord again, this time 6, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So we have. Now let's move on to the next phrase.